Stick around for All Talk at 9 with Kevin Dietz. Then Focus with Paul W. Smith at noon on 760 WJR and on the WJR app. Now it's JR Morning. Here's Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds. Once again, in for Chris, here's Republican strategist Jason Rowe.
Jason, good to have you here on a Monday.
Good morning.
Got up early with us.
Getting pumped up for the Pistons tonight.
Oh, Pistons got to do it tonight, and I think they will. We get this one tonight. I think we come back to LCA and close
it
out.
Off.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Detroit is once again taking center stage in the future of innovation as Michigan Founders Fund prepares to host Michigan Tech Week, bringing together more than 1,000 founders, investors, and corporate leaders from across the country. And this year's event at Michigan Central in Corktown is all about creating real opportunity and connecting high-growth startups with global companies and sparking partnerships and driving the kind of innovation that can shape Michigan's economic future. Joining us now to talk about what's new and what it means for the state is Executive Director Rishi Mogill. Rishi, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here with you.
For people who may not be familiar yet, what is Michigan Tech Week and why has it become such an important event in this state?
Well, Michigan Tech Week is a high-growth founder conference, and what we mean by that are often tech-driven businesses that have disruptive ideas that can really scale and scale quickly. And so we're bringing together the state, these founders, investors, corporate innovation teams, university research departments, all these folks together for a couple days over at Michigan Central in order to both celebrate the successes that we've had and start planning for how Michigan can continue on a path towards being a top 10 innovation economy.
Rishi, Jason Rowe here. In a past life, I was the chief of staff at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and curious for you know, innovators who don't necessarily understand the importance of intellectual property and protecting their inventions. How do you advise and prepare people that might not be familiar with the kind of Byzantine process, whether it is copyright, patent, or trademark, to protect what they've created?
Yeah, so that's actually one of many topics we cover at our conference. As you know, intellectual property is a key driver on that. We actually have folks from the patent office with us talking about intellectual property, which is one of many pieces. And that's why specifically for this conference, right, these are business owners that really need a different sort of specialized support in order to protect their property, find the types of capital, which is risk, growth capital. It's different than traditional business capital, and get the supports and teams that can really drive their technologies forward once they're protected and they're ready to launch.
What are corporations actually looking for when they come to something like this, Rishi? And what do Michigan startups need to do to kind of stand out?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. That's one unique thing we're doing this year that we haven't traditionally spent enough time, in our state, which is we have these great corporations with R&D and innovation teams within those companies, but they also seek out the next technologies. They're also looking for what are some of the cutting edge possibilities for their businesses to also accelerate. And so this is really the power of Michigan Tech Week, where we're bringing together those founders that may not be well known yet, but really have that kind of cutting edge next stage business idea or technology, and bringing these two sides together to figure out how could they pilot on product development? Could they do research and development together? Is there sales first customer opportunities? And just really bridging what are two ends of sort of the business spectrum, those that are well established and those that are just starting off to succeed together.
And are you seeing any particular sectors that are driving the innovation economy? Is it healthcare? Is it auto related? Anything that stands out to you?
Well, we certainly have strengths in those that you just mentioned, and certainly one of the traditional strengths of Michigan being around, building things, advanced manufacturing, hard tech, auto, mobility. Those are certainly hot topics, and really when we think about how do you fuse what is happening right now with AI with the ability to actually build and have and manufacture products. Those are two themes that you might think of separately, you know, software, hardware, but really the future is integrating those, and it's a number of topics we'll be going deeper on at Michigan Tech Week.
Speaking with Rishi Mogill, he's executive director of the Michigan Founders Fund. And Rishi, let's talk about Michigan Central as a host site. I mean, how symbolic is it to have this happening in Corktown, right in the heart of Detroit's innovative push?
Absolutely. Well, one of the key things in the last couple of years, as you know, for us in Detroit is Michigan Central and a lot of the innovative efforts that have happened to really accelerate the state and the region around being an innovative hub, and folks are flying in from all over the country because they want to see Michigan Central. They want to meet these founders that they've heard of that are doing very different and innovative things. So we're pretty excited to have them as our host and partner.
How much opportunity is there for exhibitors to get investments from from private equity or, any of the investment opportunities that are out there? Is there real opportunities here?
Well, that's another thing we're trying to uncover exactly is, what is that risk capital often, around the spectrum of venture capital, angel investments, and otherwise? We have a lot of founders who are first time to this, and so we try to educate and uncover those opportunities here at Michigan Tech Week, and those that are advanced that have already, maybe grown or launched tech enterprises, we're bringing in those specialized investors from around the state and the country in order to create a critical mass so that they can get exposure and find the right types of capital. Because often the case is if you want to grow at the pace of these tech-driven companies, you need both local capital, but likely also need to attract outside capital as well.
Rishi Mogill is Executive Director of Michigan Founders Fund. Rishi, thank you so much for spending a little time with us this morning, giving us an update on the Michigan Tech Week event, which runs from May 19th to the 21st at Michigan Central. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Jason, got to ask you, there is a meeting coming up this week between the president and Xi Jinping. And I'm sure the president would have loved to have this Iran situation wrapped up before the meeting. But what do you think those two will be discussing?
Well, he's bringing a lot of business leaders. And obviously, our relationship with China is less about, maybe the divisions militarily and more economically. I mean, they have been a threat to our economy ever since they ascended to the WTO and ever since we extended permanent normal trade relations back in 2000 and 2001, I never quite understood why we were empowering one of our economic rivals in the way that we have. But, those decisions with free trade really eroded our manufacturing base in the United States. And so what drives a lot of the tariff policies is trying to, onshore a lot of the manufacturing that we've lost to China and a lot of other countries. I think, though, as we talked about during one of the breaks, when we first, attacked Iran, the military display that we saw was really impressive. But also, I think it sent a big signal to the world and to China, because China was providing the technology to Iran that was supposed to intercept our missiles and our airplanes. And I think we made mincemeat of their systems. And I think we demonstrated that there is no military in the entire world with the power and dominance that we have. And, had we ended this thing with in short order, I think President Trump would have been rolling into this meeting with a big flex. Now we find ourselves a little bit vulnerable and a little bit spread thin.
Yeah.
And I don't think China, sees us maybe as much of a threat today as they did 2.5 months ago.
Well, we know if this war was not going on, the gas prices would not be where they are today. And if you didn't buy gas yesterday, you might be sorry today. We'll talk about the gas prices, what's going on, with Richard Burr, Metro editor of the Detroit News, next at 7:49 on JR Morning.